This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. As he hosted his administration's first state visit, including a glitzy state dinner Thursday evening, President Joe Biden earlier acknowledged French concerns over his signature climate change law. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Amid the pomp of French President Emmanuel Macron's White House visit, differences over trade shadow the occasion. Macron and other European leaders say incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act favor American-made climate technology. And while he applauds U.S. efforts to fight climate change, the subsidies would hurt European companies.
We want to succeed together, not one against the other.
At a joint news conference, President Biden said he makes no apologies for a law he wrote, but there are glitches.
There's tweaks that we can make.
Macron says the nations will resynchronize their clean energy efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court has halted an independent review of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, removing a hurdle the Justice Department said had delayed its criminal investigation into the retention of top-secret government information. The decision by the three-judge panel represents a significant win for federal prosecutors, clearing the way for them to use as part of their investigation all of the documents seized during the August 8th FBI search at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida estate. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. President Biden said he has no immediate plans to contact Vladimir Putin, but is prepared to speak with the Russian president if he shows an interest in ending the war in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
I have no immediate plans to contact Mr. Putin.
The president made the remarks at a White House news conference after talks with French President Emmanuel Macron. He said Putin would have to make the first move.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
Biden is hosting Macron at the first state visit of the Biden administration. In a joint statement, the two leaders said they were committed to holding Russia to account for atrocities and war crimes in Ukraine that have been widely documented. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A bipartisan group of more than 40 U.S. senators warned China on Thursday against any violent crackdown on protests there, saying it would do extraordinary damage to the U.S.-China relationship. The 42 senators said in a letter to China's Washington ambassador, "We caution the Chinese Communist Party in the strongest possible terms not to once again undertake a violent crackdown on peaceful Chinese protesters who simply want more freedom." China has been rocked in recent days by widespread protests against the world's toughest COVID-19 quarantine protocols, a show of public defiance unprecedented since President Xi Jinping took power back in 2012. Here in the U.S., authorities want to know if cannabis edibles were behind the overdose of several students in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
10 Los Angeles students appear to have overdosed on edible cannabis products at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. The Los Angeles Fire Department says the students experienced mild to moderate distress at the Van Nuys Middle School. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says the overdoses were possibly from edible cannabis products, and investigators want to know if it all came from the same source.
That would be a possibility that they was all from the same bunch, but that has to be conclusively determined. The important information here related.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Afghanistan's Taliban government says radio broadcasts by the U.S.-funded Voice of America and Azadi Radio are offending local laws and has banned them from Afghan airways. The ban went into effect Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.